Hello, Ricardo speaking.
Hello, am I speaking to Mr. Finney?
Yes, is he speaking? Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Finney. My name is Garrett Umeda, calling from the office of Senator Brian Dodge, Attorney at Law.
Hi, thank you so
how
much
are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for giving me a call, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. So several days ago, we reached out to the FBI. And let me back up. In the past, when our constituents contact us regarding FBI matters, the FBI never speaks to us. They never have conversations with us. They just say, okay, thank you. And then they move along. If I request, hey, I have a constituent who filed a case with you, blah, 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 they would all confirm or deny, thank you, and you just hang up. You know, they don't give you a name. This is operator number 27 or something like that. So that's the history of us and our constituent cases within the FBI. That's not to say that nothing is being done, because one particular example, they would comment either way. They just say, okay, I'm operator, whatever, and I'll pass the message along, great. And that was the end of it. And then we find out maybe 2 years down the road that they were actually pursuing the criminals for our constituents. And in a couple of years later, I think they actually made an arrest and it was going to trial. So I just tell constituents that, you know, the FBI won't talk to us because they may actually be and investigating the matter, and they just never tell us anything.
So, am I to understand then there isn't anything that you can do or will do about this? Nothing with the media or anything?
Not on the will part, but I did reach out to the FBI 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I did speak with them. About you and, you know, the things that you told us, and they said, okay, thank you very much. And the operator said, I'm operator number 2, and he hung up. And that's the way it left off.
Okay. You're here on Ivan, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a day and a time that I could get your ear for just a short time? If I come down to your office?
No, our office is actually closed to the public right now. You have my ear right now, and I read everything that you submitted.
The reason I'm asking is that my phone is wiretapped, so this discussion is not private. I was hoping to get in some environment where I could speak without saying what I say to be heard. That's also part of the problem that I've got and why I was asking for help.
The help from us, what help are you seeking from our office? Because I know you wrote about doing some sort of investigation on the FBI.
Well, it's all there. I explained everything in my email. It's all right there. So, you know, for me to sit here and discuss it over again with our line not being private, I just prefer, I mean, that's why I was very detailed in everything I wrote and sent in. So that the issue was clear.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, so what else are you asking of us?
Well, I'm just asking, just basically it's very simple. Are you going to help me with this, or is it just something that's just going to be allowed? Because this is a crime, and, you know, I'm the victim. I'm not getting anything from anyone, from law enforcement.
You went to HPD, you spoke to the detective, E. Newmont, or something like that.
Yeah.
And you went to Special Agent Regolk, or something like that, Mitchell.
Gazelke, yeah. And no one answers me back.
And like I said, if there is an ongoing case, they're not going to talk to anyone.
Okay. Well, I just wondered, I thought that you guys had some type of horsepower to get something done.
Not over law enforcement, especially if there's an ongoing case.
I see. Okay.
they're not going to say anything to us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not real clear at the website, or from what I've seen that someone in his position does in other states, but I just assume here is different. Okay, then, well, thank you for your time.
Okay, sir. You have a great afternoon, a great weekend, sir.
Good day to you. Bye-bye.